This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Saxophonist Marcus Anderson's sound is influenced by jazz and pop. And for the past 3 years, Marcus has been working with one of the world's biggest pop artists, Prince. But this year, Marcus took his career in a different direction. He released an album as well as four flavors of coffee called And Coffee. Marcus Anderson's a graduate of NC Central and is going to be performing at the Point Event Center in Jamestown tomorrow at 7. But first joins me on The State of Things. Marcus Anderson, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
My pleasure. You I want to talk about your education at NC Central and the jazz program there. How did you hear about it and why did you decide to take part in that program?
Well, I first heard about it from my uncle, Nigel Austin, and he mentioned this jazz educator by the name of Dr. Wiggins and how they had a great jazz ensemble, world renowned. So he told Dr. Wiggins about me and gave me his number. I called him. We set up an audition, then I was accepted and got a music scholarship to come to North Carolina Central. So that's how I got here.
Ira Wiggins, a legend, and still teaching there. So what drew you to music? When did you get involved in music in the first place?
That's a good question. As long as I've been living, I remember loving music. I remember being around the house and my mom and dad always playing music from Motown, you know, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, Michael Jackson, James Brown, all that good stuff. And we actually had an organ in our house. Don't ask me how we got it. Don't ask me where it came from. All I knew, I came home one day and we had an organ in our living room. So
that was like a B3, a giant.
It wasn't a B3. It was a B something. It was a B organ.
B and be loud.
Yeah.
Well, so, but also you include a lot of those R&B elements, including movement. I mean, it's a visually, you've got quite an act.
Yeah, because I'm the youngest of seven, and like everybody in my family did something, you know, whether it was dancing, musically, you know, inclined with instruments. I just studying all of that and then being exposed to it, I couldn't help but to pick up whatever came, you know, dancing, singing, playing an instrument, whatever. I just incorporated into my show.
Well, I'd like to hear a sample of your music now. You brought your saxophone and you're backed up by a recording. And
yeah.
So will you play something for us now?
Yeah, cool. I'll play this song from one of my most recent albums. It's entitled You Made My Day.
It is Marcus Anderson playing You Made My Day on the saxophone. You're going to hear Marcus tomorrow night at the Point Event Center in Jamestown at 7 o'clock here on the State of Things. Great song.
Oh, thank you.
Great
thank
song.
You.
And you play with Prince. How did you get that gig playing with Prince?
He actually found me on YouTube. But it wasn't like he was searching and then my name popped up. A friend of mine I was working with in California by the name of Andrew Goucher was working with Prince. And Prince said, I need a young new saxophone player. And he sent him my video and he saw it and the rest is history. Prince said, oh man, I love him. I'm going to fly him out to Minnesota. And here I am today.
What's it like working with him?
Man, I can't even put into words because you don't just get like a musical experience. You get an education. Whenever I say I'm going to Minnesota, I'm going to Chanhassen, to Paisley Park, I always call it Paisley University because I consider myself to be in grad school. Yeah. I learned so much about music, about writing and arranging and how to listen and about space. A lot of musicians try to play too much, but then you have to really play to the space. You play a little bit, lay out, or just the groove, you know, the 2 and 4, the bass, and how the bass and the drums have to lock. So aside from that, there was just so much I learned, you know, just aside from him being a gentleman, you know, to see how he operates. And just that was one of the first things I noticed about him when I got to Minnesota. You know, some of the background singers would walk off the stage, and I always saw him, you know, help them down almost every single time. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, someone at his level being a true gentleman as well as a great musician, artist, songwriter, composer, actor, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to pull all that together, I don't know how, you know, aware people are, but I mean, he knows a heck of a lot about music. But you got to be a business person to get to the point that he has as a performer and as an act.
Oh, yeah.
And still know all that about music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the guy that outsmarted the music industry and constantly recreates himself, is still that man, that gentleman.
When you talk about space, are you talking about the space sort of between the notes, the silences, or and to what extent the physical space and the resonance of the room? I mean, that's less what you meant?
Yeah, like when you hear grooves, like to me, when you think about James Brown, like James Brown had just enough space. So in between the dun-ups, you know, you hear like that space. If you have a bunch of clutter in between that, you know, you can't really appreciate that. And it gets you to lock into the music to where you almost move on that, you know. So
I bet we're going to hear a sample of that right now if I ask you to play another one.
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah. You want to play another tune?
Another song, yeah.
Okay,
if you wouldn't mind, that'd be great.
Yeah, this one is a tune that we just released, our single to radio. It's entitled Gotta Move On.
Thank you.
Marcus Anderson, got to move on. Marcus is going to be at the Point Event Center in Jamestown at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. He is with us today on the State of Things. So we mentioned this coffee line.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, if you've ever been a musician or a working musician, you will understand when I say this. Multiple streams of income. So if the tours aren't calling and your albums aren't selling, you're not making royalty money, how do you make money? That's kind of a scary thing. And I was laying in my bed thinking about this. So I started drinking coffee when I was working with Prince because we had these long 12-hour work days. And I got the idea of combining coffee and music because everybody that I knew was drinking coffee. And one day I said, you know what? What if I just create an album with it? So the more I drank coffee, the more these songs came to me, and I was inspired to write songs like Hazelnut, Caramel Mocha, Vanilla Mocha. And that's where I came up with the whole coffee idea. And I named it And Coffee because it's music and coffee, but it's also a play off of my last name, Anderson. So you kind of get the double entendre thing going on there. So,
but you're roasting beans.
Yeah, well, I'm not roasting them at home, but, you know, in a microwave or anything.
Looking good.
Or in an oven. But yeah, we partner up with a company that is helping us with this process, and it's been pretty cool. We've been getting a great response. The new album, And Coffee, debuted at number one on Amazon, so that was like amazing to hear. That never happened before, so I figured we were onto something with this.
That sounds great. Well, I'm going to ask you to play us out in a cut, but first I want to also mention, so you talked about Ira Wiggins at North Carolina Central, runs that great jazz program there, then working with Prince. So we left out Branford Marsalis, who also teaches there, and he's one of your mentors as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. It was Branford that kind of gave me that extra push to do more for myself because I was indecisive a little bit in college, as most students are. You know, he's like, what are you doing? Like, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You know, I can't say what we were talking about, but what he told me to do, it advanced me in my career and it advanced me in my thinking. It got me to think more than just a musician. And that right there, it always plays in my head every time I go out, or anytime I talk to any students. Yeah, I give them the same advice.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. I guess the other thing with Branford as your teacher, the hard part for you is forgetting everything he taught you.
Oh, yeah. We did.
I just said that because it's been a long time since I've heard from him, and I want one of his angry rants my inbox, and I think this might provoke that.
We did more talking than playing,
really?
Which was great because I learned from stories. I learned from people's experiences and from my own, but playing is good, but he's like, you already can play it. Like, let me, you know, talk to you about life, things that people won't tell you.
He's that guy, isn't he? I mean, he's the guy who's got deep thoughts about every note he plays and about every gig he plays.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a terrific, I tell you, a real treasure having him here.
Oh, yeah.
In Durham. And you too, Marcus. I want you to play us out. Before you do, maybe you can tell us what you're going to play us out on so that we can get ready to cue up the music.
Yeah, this is a tune off the Coffee album. This was entitled Vanilla Mocha. And also, we'll be playing some of this tonight. We're actually heading to Virginia to play at the Jazz Legacy Foundation in Norfolk. So, if you're in Virginia, look us up. We'll be there tonight.
All right. We're going to hold off on that, but it will be Vanilla Mocha and Marcus Anderson, saxophonist and member of the new power generation that also plays with Prince when he's not playing on his own. You can catch Marcus tomorrow night playing at the Point Event Center in Jamestown at 7 o'clock. And all of his recent, or I should say upcoming events will be posted at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley's our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Marcus Anderson.